All right, it's Jeff Sweatman here in the Corner Lounge today on 106.1 The Corner, and we've got on the phone Josh Stone. How's it going?
Very well. How are you doing?
Good. Where are you checking in from? Are you actually in England right now?
Yeah, I am. I'm in Devon.
Okay.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's a bit cold and rainy, but it's nice.
Okay. Well, we've just had our first snow of the fall,
I guess. I'm jealous. I want snow. I love snow.
I think we're sending it your way. It might take a little while.
You're
going to
go and make a snowman. I make snow women whenever we get snow.
Oh, really? Yeah, we haven't gotten quite that much yet, and hopefully we won't get that much. It doesn't snow too much in Virginia, but we've gotten a little bit so far.
I love it.
Yeah, definitely. We wanted to talk to you about your new album. Your fourth album, Color Me Free, has just come out. And I was thinking, I've followed your career since the beginning, pretty much. When your first album came out when you were, what, 16? Is that right?
Yes. Well, yeah. I think it was 16. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now it seems like that was a long time ago. Now you're a veteran here we are, like 6 or 7 years later.
Maybe working on it.
But I was just thinking, like, the last couple of years since your last album came out, all the things that have kind of changed since then, as far as, like, Facebook and Twitter kind of overtaking MySpace a little
bit. Brilliant, really.
Yeah.
It's giving us all a platform to kind of make music on. You don't have to have a deal anymore. You know, you can just make music.
Yeah, the traditional music business is still kind of struggling, and the economy is kind of struggling a little bit, but there's also been this great emergence in
but
the last...
But music isn't struggling.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what's kind of beautiful, because it frees us up to make the music that we want.
Totally. Well, and even I look to you kind of as almost an inspiration for some of these newer artists that have... It seems like all these young British soul artists have come out in the last couple of years, like Adele and Duffy and Amy Winehouse.
Yeah. It's like loads of us. Crazy. When I first started, it was like, no, we won't sign you. You're too different. I was like, what? And now I feel like I've got some buddies.
Yeah. Do you actually know some of those artists, or did they kind of...
I don't know them personally. I mean, I've met Amy before. She's great. She's like... She's the one for me. Like, she's the best. But I don't really know Adele that well. I'd love to meet her, though, and I'd love to work with her. And I think that it's really cool, and it's coming from England, too, so that's kind of nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems like especially younger artists have this reverence for American soul music, even more so than American artists do a lot of times.
Oh, really? You think so?
Yeah. And I don't know. I guess it's always been that way. Even like the Stones and the Beatles were the ones that kind of exposed American youth to muddy waters and things like that. Thank goodness for that.
Yeah.
Reminding us of our heritage here in the U.S. Sometimes we need that little nudge of...
You know what? The grass is always greener on the other side.
Exactly. Well, and I love the quote in your the press material here for your new album. You say, I woke up one morning and wanted to make an album.
Yep.
And I love that.
That's exactly what I did, sir.
Yeah, and it just seems like that's so rare anymore. You didn't have to, like, schedule any appointments or anything like that to get this one done?
I just made it, like, in secret. I didn't tell anyone. I just made it, which got me into a huge amount of trouble. But it was fine. It was worth every bit of trouble that I had to go through, because I made some real music that wasn't organized or, I guess, watched over. You know, because usually you have to go and have a meeting and sit around a table and see what the budget is and how do you want the song to sound and, okay, so what song am I allowed to sing? What producer am I allowed to work with? You know, and then it kind of takes the love out of it, man. So I just felt like I wanted to make an album that day, and that is exactly what I did. I just started that day.
Awesome.
And then I ended in like a week later.
Oh, man, that's great.
It was the most amazing.
And that's kind of,
I loved it.
Yeah, that's kind of how they used to do albums, too.
Exactly.
Old school style.
Yeah, exactly.
We're talking with Josh Stone here in the Corner Lounge on 106.1 The Corner. And you can almost tell just by the special artist that you have on the album, it wasn't like a marketing thing. You know, a lot of times you can see those special guests are brought in as they're the hot new artist or whatever, the hot new rapper comes on a track.
Yeah, right.
And you have Jeff Beck and Sheila E. on one song on your new album. What was that like working with them?
It was cool. It was cool because, I mean, I had the songs anyway, because in that week, obviously, they didn't come down to Devon. But because the album kind of sat for a while, you know, you just listen to it and you hear things. And it's like, okay, well, this needs Jeff. Let me just see if he can just add something. So I call him up and say, okay, so there's like a space for you in here, man. And then I'd love to have you be part of it. And then Sheila was just down the street where I was mixing, and I went and I did a song with her for her record. And I thought, okay, well, I was going to just put percussion on, like just overdub it with someone, anyone, just put some percussion on the song. But I was like, well, Sheila, if you want to jump on any of these tracks, let me know. Like, I love what you do. And she was really into it. And it was more of like, you know, it's a collaboration of people that love each other's music. You know, we all appreciate each other and what each other do.
Right.
So it's just nice. I like it. I enjoy other artists.
We're talking with Joss Stone here in the Corner Lounge on 106.1 The Corner. Well, and you've worked with so many great artists over the years. Do you have a favorite story about one of them, or working with them in the studio or live? Or
goodness, I do have some stories. It's fun. Well, James Brown, that was funny. I sang with James Brown on a TV show in England called Jonathan Ross,
mm-hmm.
I guess. And that's quite a big show. It's quite scary. It's like Parkinson, but funny, like really funny. I don't know what it would be like in America, maybe Jay Leno or Conan O'Brien or something. So I was over there, and I was just having an interview. And they'd spoken about me singing Man's World with James Brown like 2 weeks before. And then they were like, actually, you know what, don't worry about it, it's too difficult, we're just not going to do that, and you're going to do the interview and whatever. So I was like, okay, cool, either way, it's all good. I was just, like, nervous about the idea of it. But I didn't go and practice a song over and over and over again, which I would have done. But no, they were in an interview, Jonathan and James, and I was watching that interview. And Jonathan goes, oh, James, you know, Joss Stone's here. And he goes, oh, yeah, I know Joss. Do you want to sing with her later? And I was like, oh, my Lord. No, he did not just say that. Oh, my God. I've got 20 minutes to prepare to sing with the biggest legend in soul history. It was so scary. So I was like, somebody, please give me a lyric to Man's World. Oh, my Lord. So the thing about James is that he would test people.
Mm-hmm.
He would test the artists that he works with. So I work with his horn players. They're in my band now. So they've told me hundreds of stories about him, about how he used to work with, like, when he was working with Black Eyed Peas, he would go over to the drummer and be like, hey, you got to play it funky, man. That ain't funky. You know, like, he'd just test you.
Right.
So I was on stage with him, and he started out with Man's World, just as I expected, and I thought that was going to be it. And then he changed the song, like, 5 times just to test me. And, oh, I was so scared, but I had so much fun. And that's the beauty of, like, live music,
mm-hmm.
you know, being free with it, making things up on the spot. And that's kind of how I did this album. You know, we made a lot of things up just on the spot. You know, you capture the moment, and that moment was captured. I didn't know it was going to happen. I had no idea. Maybe he did, but I didn't. And I think that was just the best thing that's ever happened to me, I think.
Awesome. We'll have to track that footage down on YouTube or something.
Yeah, track it down. I'm like nice. Really blonde and a lot younger.
We're talking with Joss Stone here in the Corner Lounge on 106.1 The Corner. Just one final thing, Joss. I saw where you've been doing some acting recently. Is that right?
I have, yeah.
Do you see more of that in your future? Are you liking that? Or?
You know, I would like to. I would really like to. Doing the Tudors was fun because it was such a different character. I played this German queen. It was very shy and very kind of frigid and square at first, and, you know, very foreign from everybody else. So that was an interesting character to play, but because I was so nervous, it wasn't really that hard to pretend to be scared.
Right.
Because I was. So, you know, I want to do more. I do. I just don't know how good I am, so I guess I'll find out.
Yeah, so that was just a one-time thing for that Showtime series?
Yeah, I mean, I've done little bits and pieces here and there with other things as well, but nothing that constant and that big. And yeah, it was great though. I learned so much so quickly. So hopefully I'll do some more. I'd like to.
Cool. Well, thanks so much, Joss, for giving us a little bit of your time. The new album, Color Me Free, is out now, and best of luck with the touring. I assume you'll be doing a bunch of touring in the new year.
Yeah, I will. Maybe. I'm gonna try to get around a little bit.
All right. Well, we're just a couple of hours from DC, so anywhere close in our area would be awesome.
Excellent. All right, cool. Thank you so much for having me.